is TechStrong TV.
Hello and welcome to TechStrong TV. I'm Bonnie Schneider. Today our guest is Greg Rivera, Vice President of Product for Cast Highlight. Greg has over 20 years of technology leadership experience, and he's passionate about applying technology to improve business and our everyday lives. Today we'll be discussing topics that are becoming increasingly important in the tech industry: IT sustainability, green software, and ESG. So let's get started. Greg, thanks so much for joining us.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Bonnie. I'm looking forward to it.
Great. All right. Well, I'd love to hear more about your background. It sounds like you have already quite a bit of experience in this area, but let's talk a little how you got to the point that you're at now with Cast, and then we could talk more about the technology there.
Yeah, sure. So I've been at Cast for about 5 years. I lead one of our products at the company called Cast Highlight. I know we're going to get into that a little bit, but basically we are in a business where it's called software intelligence, and that's the business that we're in. And we're helping organizations just see inside their software and understand its inner workings so that they can make better decisions about lots of things. And today we're going to focus on one of those specific types of decisions and how to make their software greener.
That's great. And it's definitely an important topic people are talking about a lot now. So tell me about specifically Cast and what inspired Cast to develop this technology that analyzes application source code for green impact.
Yeah, so good question. I mean, to answer that, I actually need to share a brief story about this concept I mentioned of software intelligence and Cast. So, you know, taking a step back, as we all know, software essentially runs the planet today, right? It's become overwhelmingly complex, more challenging to control, challenging to transform. And frankly, it's no longer possible for humans to keep up on their own. So Cast has pioneered a category called software intelligence. And basically, we sell software products that understand custom-built software and provide insights on that software's inner working. So we do that by analyzing the software source code automatically, the artifacts, the files that are all used to basically create a software application. And what this does is it enables organizations to make smarter decisions and more effectively control their software applications. So we've been doing this for many years. So one of our products, which is called Cast Highlight, it acts as a control tower for an application portfolio. So it provides insights across lots of applications very fast. Things like the health of a software application. What is it made of? How ready is it to go to the cloud if an organization is looking to migrate a piece of software to the cloud? Are there any open source risks inside the software because there's open source components being used? Things of that nature. So about a year ago, we realized that some of the insights we're able to generate using Cast Highlight correlate to excess resources being utilized by the software and ultimately translating into more energy being consumed by a software application, right? So we basically, when we realized this, we decided to build it as a new capability into the product and complement the other types of insights we already have. And we call it Green Software Insights. So we launched it in early February of this year. It's about a month later, and we're excited to see how it does on the market.
That's great. Can you walk our audience through the process of how it all works?
Yeah, sure. It's actually pretty simple. So our product has this analyzer. It's a component of the product that basically organizations plug directly into their application source code repositories, they're called. And it analyzes the files that make up a piece of software automatically in a few minutes, right? And what it does is it actually produces a result. We call it a results file. It's just a file that includes metadata or stats, right? So there's no source code actually in this file because all the analysis of the source code and the pieces of the application happen locally inside the organization's environment. So once that results file is produced, that's uploaded to our SaaS portal, our web portal, and then various reporting dashboards become populated with insights on how to make software greener. And we also augment that by asking a few survey questions about each application, you know, to capture more like qualitative information that we can't automatically capture by analyzing source code. So for example, asking a question like, is the development team working on this application remote? Because that has an impact on sustainability if they're traveling, things of that nature. So once we have those two inputs, first the source code analysis, then of answers to a few survey questions, we calculate what's called a green impact score. We do that for each application, and then we roll it up across all the applications at a portfolio level, and we identify ways to improve that green impact score, and that's essentially how it works.
That is so great. And what kind of feedback have you gotten so far? It seems like this would be a program that people would be very interested in because everyone's looking to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So what kind of response have you gotten so far?
So the response has been very positive, right? It's still very new. Companies, organizations, they're looking at various ways to support their ESG initiatives. This is one piece of the puzzle, obviously. So there's a lot of excitement around this. But there's also, you know, a thirst for knowledge and understanding how it works and how to use it and all of that stuff. So far the response has been very positive and a lot of excitement around it. Yeah.
That's great. And let's talk a little bit about green IT. So does it equate to software that's also economical? So because I think everybody wants to be green, but they're wondering, well, how much is this going to cost me? And also, will it last? Is it resilient and efficient? Can you address those issues?
Yeah, so great question. To answer that, let me first take a step back and talk a little bit about how organizations are actually using this information. So one of the things that the product Cast Highlight automatically identifies inside of software is what we call these things we call green deficiencies, right? Essentially, these are patterns, coding patterns that the development team is using that essentially translate into more resources being used than are probably necessary. So I'll give you a very simple example, right? So using a SQL or a database query inside of a loop, this is something that could happen inside of the code of a software application. There are other more efficient ways to do this in most cases, not always, but in most cases, there's probably a more efficient way to do that that will use less computing resources and consume less energy, right? So that's what essentially the product is looking for. So, and it's also going to recommend like prioritize actions to take once it finds that. So it will identify quick wins, you know, applications that maybe where there's a great opportunity to improve the green impact score, but don't require a lot of effort. It'll also identify other things like on the other end of the spectrum, what we call role model applications. You know, these are applications that are already very green, right? And not using excess resources. So the development team's already using good practices. These practices are maybe good best practices to share across the organization. So it'll automatically identify these different kind of segments of applications and make recommendations and provide guidance and then allow users to monitor the trends over time. So take that now back to your question. There's obviously, when you think about it, a high correlation with green software also being more economical, more resilient, and performing better. So I gave that example of a database query inside a loop. That's not the most efficient way always to do that type of thing. There often is a better, more efficient way to do. If you remove that deficiency and use a more efficient approach, not only is that going to translate into greener software and lower energy consumption, but it's also going to probably translate into less bandwidth being used, lower cost, better performance. So ultimately, a lot of these green deficiencies do translate into more economical, more resilient, and more efficient software. Absolutely.
Well, you mentioned that Cast is still relatively new. What challenges have you faced when organizations are trying to implement green software into their actual practice? I'm sure there are things that have happened along the way that you've learned from and maybe made some tweaks as well.
Yeah, well, it's a good question, Bonnie. But first, it's important to understand like the scope of what's happening out there, right? So most of the work done to date by other technology vendors like us that are trying to help organizations improve green IT has been focused on a side of the technology landscape that's more around infrastructure. You know, so helping organizations, you know, identify how to make their hardware more efficient, use less devices, things of that nature. So the next logical step is to look at the software itself. And the opportunity is huge. So just to give you, put it in context, right? According to the Green Software Foundation, which is an industry organization dedicated to this, they had a recent report that basically said that greenhouse gas emissions from data centers that run enterprise software systems are on par with the entire airline industry. Right?
Wow.
So it's huge, right? It's pretty significant. Mm-hmm. And according to Accenture, you know, to give you one more quick stat, as much as 85% of the carbon emissions generated by software could actually be impacted by the software's design and development, right? So beyond the hardware, infrastructure, all that kind of stuff, right? So this opportunity is huge. So the challenges we're seeing are, there's a couple of them I'll mention. First, just gaining visibility, right? Organizations, it's very hard for them to see inside their software, especially in scenarios where they can have hundreds or thousands of software applications running their business. Just being able to have that visibility inside the software to understand what's there, what are those deficiencies, where are they, things of that nature. So that's the first challenge, just gaining that visibility. And then the second challenge is, once you have the visibility, what do you do about it, right? And how are you ensuring that you're making progress? So that's really what we're aiming to help organizations solve. We're aiming to address this by providing automated visibility inside software, guidance on how to improve the practices that development teams are using and make it greener, and then monitoring of the progress to demonstrate that, you know, progress is being made and support the ESG reporting requirements that a lot of organizations are being faced with now.
That's another question I just wanted to throw in there about ESG. This is obviously a big initiative globally. How does changing over to kind of monitoring that your software is green and that you're implementing these practices using CAST, for example, how would this fulfill ESG requirements, for example?
So obviously ESG is a very broad initiative, right? With lots of different things that go even beyond technology in a lot of cases. And even when you take just the IT side of it, the green IT side of it, the software is one piece of the puzzle. But it's an important piece, right? You know, the other elements of green IT, as we talked about, are things like hardware, the sources of energy, the geography of where software is running or hardware is running, the time of day applications running, just to name a few. So green software is obviously one piece of the puzzle, but it's a very important one. Again, just thinking about those statistics I shared, the opportunity is huge. So what we're essentially trying to do is just our part to provide automated insights and guidance to help make software greener, and contribute kind of our piece of the puzzle to that broader ESG initiative, which falls under kind of the green IT subcategory, if you will, of ESG.
A lot of people that are watching us work in the tech field, and they may be looking to do more green practices in their in DevOps and in the software that they use. So what role do you think technology companies and industry leaders should play in driving the adoption of green IT practices?
Well, it's becoming a big initiative. We have a number of partners in different categories that we work with. One of them in particular that we work with is a category of partners that are doing advisory work for their clients or private equity firms that are looking to invest in companies, particularly technology companies. And a very interesting thing that I've been hearing in meetings with some of these partners is that the number one priority, an initiative when technology company investments are being evaluated now, has become ESG initiatives.
Wow.
So it's bubbled up to the top of the priority list for investors. So it's become not just something that we should do because it's better for the environment, for our planet, for all of us. It's becoming a business priority as well now. So I think companies and organizations just need to recognize that this has now become a priority on the agenda for companies, C-suite, executives, investors across the world. It's better. It's the right thing to do, but also does have some additional benefits, economic benefits. It's a priority if you're looking for an investment. But also, as we saw from a technical standpoint, there's some additional ancillary benefits like making your software more performant, more economical, more resilient, which, you know, benefits the other parts of the organization in obvious ways as well.
It's really interesting. And it's also interesting just in the past several years how this has sort of come up in level of importance with the C-suite that you mentioned. So thanks for pointing that out, Greg. I appreciate it. And Greg Rivera, Vice President of Product for CAST Highlight, it was a pleasure to speak with you about such an important topic and one that's really trending in the headlines. So I'm glad that we had you on to explain it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bonnie. Really appreciate you giving us the time to share. And thank you again.
Great. All right. Well, stay with us on Tech Strong TV. We'll be right back.